This is 7AD7BU, and won't be too long now before the cricket's upon us. WBBL, the Hurricanes women's team, playing a few games at La Trobe Rec Ground. To tell us more, here's General Manager of the Hurricanes, Scott Barnes. Hello, Scott.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Two games at La Trobe in November. So first one is a Tuesday game against the Melbourne Stars, and then Wednesday against, well, it's both against the Melbourne Stars. So back-to-back games there, and 3 o'clock start, so that's perfect for the family to get along. Very exciting.
Oh, it's incredibly exciting, and, yeah, we can't wait to get up to La Trobe there, as you say. Those 3 p.m. starts, school will be finishing. We're hoping lots of families and kids, both boys and girls, come down and watch kind of what will be world-class cricketers. I mean, to be playing the Melbourne Stars, they're jam-packed with a phenomenal list of players, and we're really comfortable and happy with our list as well from a playing perspective. And Elise Villani, our captain that was announced a couple of weeks ago, She'll be playing her old team in the Stars. So it's going to be a fantastic quality cricket with Australian players across both teams. And we just hope and we know that everyone on the northwest coast and the north of the state will come down in droves to come and support.
Yeah, and usually, you know, Big Bash, when I've been to see it down at Hobart, it's like carnival atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be doing a lot of work around the region kind of in the days leading up to and post, and the availability of players to kind of sign autographs and take selfies. It'll be a real carnival atmosphere. It's just going to be a fantastic atmosphere and great to have cricket back on the northwest coast after COVID and unfortunately not being able to be up there the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, that wicket at La Trobe last year, I know in local cricket, it was absolutely terrific. It was certainly up to standard. So if it's anything like last year, what Jason Sims had it nice and true bounce and just good for scoring runs and bowling fast. So we're looking forward to that. Now, tickets will go on sale shortly in August.
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be a ticketed event. So pre-sale tickets will be 16th of August. And then made public a couple of days later. So become a member of the Hurricanes because that'll give you opportunities to not only experience the WBBL, but obviously the BBL as well.
Yeah.
When we're playing in the north of the state at Launceston. So become a member so you get that pre-sale opportunity, but we're anticipating big crowds. And as we've spoken about just before, that 3 p.m. start, just after school finishes, come down and see world-class cricket.
Yeah, so the dates again, Tuesday the 15th of November, Wednesday the 16th of November at La Trobe, Hurricanes women against the Melbourne Stars, back-to-back games. That's awesome. You mentioned Elise Villani joining the Purple this year. Any other signings recently you can announce?
Yeah, we announced Naomi Stallenberg re-signing with us, so that's fantastic. And she joins a crew with the likes of Molly Strano, Nicola Carey, who's over playing for Australia. So we're really, really excited about the list that we've got. And Sally-Ann Beams, our head coach, and Dan Marsh, our assistant coach, have put together a really strong list. And we know that we're going to be incredibly competitive this year. And we just can't wait to get the tournament started. And we can't wait to get up to La Trobe.
Yes, and including on your list, Emma Mannix-Jeeves from Launceston plays for the Greater Northern Raiders. See her get a start with the Purple.
Yeah, EMG, she's been very charismatic, great person. She's done a fantastic job in working on her craft, both wicket-keeping and batting. She obviously made a significant 100 in the final WNCL alongside Elise to give us our first trophy in that tournament last summer. And to have her in Purple and have her scoring runs is going to be really exciting. I think she's made 100 at that ground before as well at La Trobe.
Probably, yeah.
And yeah, so she's very familiar with the conditions and the wicket. And as you say, the curators and the team do a fantastic job in that part of the state. So yeah, we're really excited about EMG and how she goes in Purple this year.
Yep. And let's move on to the men's Hurricanes. So their season will start December, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So, and we've got 5 home games here in Tasmania. In Hobart and 2 games in Launceston. But the 25th of January really targeting is a fixture that will lead us up into some home semi-finals. That'll be our last home game. Yeah, so the fixture back on the 19th of December That's against the Scorchers at UTAS.
Yep.
Stadium. 7:15 start time. And then, as I mentioned, we're playing the Brisbane Heat, UTAS Stadium on at 1:40 p.m. on the 20th of January. So really looking to get the north and northwest of the state behind our BBL team from a men's perspective to really kind of bring home what hopefully will be a trophy. This year, for the first time ever, we're going to have a draft for overseas players only. So at the moment, we're in conversations with managers all over the world in terms of how many nominations and people nominating for that draft. So there's over 170 world-class international cricketers, so a big pool there, and we're just going through the process.
Okay. Meantime, back to where we started, and the Women's Hurricanes, those two games at La Trobe on the 15th and 16th of November, and as Scott mentioned, tickets will go on sale August, pre-sale from August 16, and general public sales August 18. Check out the Hurricanes website and Facebook page for ticket links and all the info and merch and all of that. Very exciting times ahead, mate. Thanks for having a yarn.
No, thank you very much. Yeah, exciting times, and we're looking forward to the public showing their support of the Hurricanes, both at La Trobe on those two dates, 15th, 16th, as you mentioned, but equally coming along to see some of the men's games as well down in Launceston.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you. Cheers.